Thank you, Madam Chair. I begin with the proposal that we have submitted. The first proposal, which is a factual, proposal, and taking into account that the four, taking into account the fact that for the first time, Article 6 has been invoked during the history of the convention, and it's a matter of serious concern because a state party with all possible evidence believes that a breach of obligation has occurred. So reference to this fact should come with serious concern, and this has been reflected in our proposal. The second one and the third one should be merged and placed as 28 bis. And in these two paragraphs, which is now one proposal, I want to clarify one thing. We call for establishment of an independent and impartial mechanism within the framework of the convention. We are not saying that there is no the UNSGM is not an independent mechanism. It is a mechanism, but it's not part of the convention. So what we are calling is establishment of an independent and impartial mechanism within the framework of the convention for consideration and investigation of complaints. And the Security Council has been named in Article 6, we know that. But unfortunately, Security Council is not an independent and impartial mechanism or body. We know what's going on in the Security Council. We know how the Security Council acts, how the permanent members of the Security act when their interests are involved. So we cannot consider that body as an independent and impartial. So the rationale behind of our proposal is calling for an impartial mechanism within the convention. We are not criticizing the UNSGM. With regard to the fourth proposal, we believe that it should be placed as 28 ter, and given it reflects the facts, it's factual. Given the discussion that we hear in the intersessional process, and in the first committee, we believe that the conference should note such concerns and doubts about the applicability of Secretary General's mechanism for investigation of alleged uses of biological weapons. We are not criticizing by this proposal the UNSGM mechanism. We believe that listening to concerns and doubts expressed by some member states, it seems that UNSGM is not going to be applicable for investigation or for consideration of complaints and requests for investigation of alleged uses of biological weapons. And our last proposal, we believe has been covered in our previous proposal, so we do not insist on keeping that in the text. With regard to paragraph 29, we propose that this paragraph should be placed in brackets. We believe that given the discussion and the proposals that we have received and our delegation has made, we need to see what will happen to those paragraphs and proposals under this article. So we request you, Madam Chair, to place paragraph 29 in the bracket. And with regard to the proposal made by Russia in 31 ter, we think that we can support with some modification that would correspond with our position to support this proposal, but it needs modification and revisions. I thank you.